Coming up on episode number 910, it is Thursday night. It's Cover Story Night, and tonight we'll be focusing on the music of Mr. Scott Richard Klein, who is better known as Scott Weiland, the frontman to the Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver, as well as a great solo artist. His birthday coming up Saturday. He's going to be 45 on October 27th. So let's celebrate the man and his music with a bunch of covers of and by Stone Temple Pilots, Velvet Underground, and solo stuff. It is the Scott Weiland Stone Temple Pilots cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's Thursday, October 24th, 2012. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville. Tonight, the music of Scott Weiland in several different iterations, solo artist as well as frontman to a band that started out with the name Mighty Joe Young. But when they found out that that was also the name of a blues artist, to avoid confusion, they decided they'd go with the initials STP, and originally, originally had their name as Shirley Temple's, I'm not going to say that, and then Stereo Temple Pirates, but after a little bit of changing around, they decided to change the name to Stone Temple Pilots, and they broke up 1999, they actually broke up in 2002. Reunited in 2008, but in between that, Scott Weiland formed the band Velvet Revolver from 2003 to 2008. You're going to hear covers of and by Velvet Revolver and some solo stuff, but let's start off with a cover by Stone Temple Pilots. They did a few themselves. And the first one we're going to hear is a cover of The Beatles' Revolution. This was released as a single in 2001, and not sure if it was for a charity project. I think it was for a John Lennon tribute album. But I don't know which one because it's not the the ones that I have. It was released separately from those. Here is Revolution by the Stone Temple Pilots, starting us off right now on Coverville.
Oh, You lie. Promises of
From the album Guitar Heaven, the greatest guitar classics of all time, that is Santana featuring Scott Weiland on vocals doing a cover of the Rolling Stones' Can't You Hear Me Knocking. That album came out in 2010, features Santana with a bunch of different vocalists all getting together and doing covers of classic rock and roll songs with notable guitar riffs in them. Can't You Hear Me Knocking? Right there by Santana and Scott Weiland. Before that, Big Blue Missile, featuring Scott Weiland on vocals, doing a cover of The Zombies' Time of the Season. That was recorded for the soundtrack to the 1999 film Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Those albums always had a good collection of covers. Of course, probably the most famous being the Guess Who's American Woman, covered by Lenny Kravitz. Right before that, Reliant K with a... in my opinion, too close to the original version of Interstate Love Song from their 2011 album, Reliant K is for Karaoke, Volume 2. Now, what's really interesting about that is other songs from that same album, from that same series of albums, they did two EPs, Volume 1, Volume 2. Other songs from both of those EPs are very different or have a lot more differences to the original than that song. I'm not sure why they decided to go so close to the Stone Temple Pilots version for that cover, but for whatever the reason, keep them coming, Reliant K, and keep making them different. Stone Temple Pilots start us off in that set with a Beatles cover, Revolution. Apparently that was covered for the Evan Almighty soundtrack. Did a little research during that song. But you can find it on a single, which just contains that one song right there on Amazon, released in 2001, just a little bit before the band would break up. Coverville today is brought to you by Amazon, Amazon.com. Here's what you do. You buy stuff from Amazon.com. Come on, everybody buys stuff from Amazon.com. And they got stuff coming up like the Assassin's Creed 3. You can pre-order that. Of course, Call of Duty. I think they've got a video game sale going on right now, or maybe it's just today. Music, of course, clothing, electronics, home, garden, tools, toys, kids, baby stuff, automotive, industrial. I was looking at a really cool chef's knife on there earlier today. You can buy everything you want right there at Amazon.com. And what I want you to do is to start off with the link over on the right side of the page on coverville.com. So you go to coverville.com and then you click the Amazon link on the side of the page. Doesn't matter what you buy, just start by going that link. And everything you buy from that session is going to help Coverville out with a little percentage of what you pay for or what you spend is going to go towards Coverville. And I buy probably about 90% of the music that you hear on this show, I buy from Amazon and businesses, independent businesses that use Amazon to sell their products. So please help support the bands you hear on Coverville and help support Coverville by using that Amazon link on the right side of coverville.com. Thank you for your support. All right, let's get back to the music. And continuing with covers by Scott Weiland and company, how about an Electric Light Orchestra cover? Now, this was done for the 2007 album Libertad, the deluxe edition, and is a cover of Can't Get It Out of My Head. Here's Velvet Revolver.
Oh, So where are you going till tomorrow? And I say that these are lies to come. So would you even care? When I feel it, when I feel it, where are you going for tomorrow? Begin to smell her. Where's the smell alone? And I feel so much depends on the weather. So is it raining in your bedroom? And I see that these are the eyes in disarray. So would you even care? To find it, to find it, to find it.
bit of jazz for you here. That is a group called the Trio of Oz from their self-titled album from 2010 with a cover of Stone Temple Pilots' Sour Girl. Trio of Oz is a band that features Omar Hakim and Rachel Carmel Nicolazzo, also known as Rachel Z. Omar Hakim, by the way, the guy who played drums for Dire Straits' album Brothers in Arms. Great, great drummer right there. And he's played with Sting and Mariah Carey, Madonna, David Bowie, Miles Davis, Brian Ferry, Everything But the Girl. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of performers that Omar Hakim has played with. And such a great cover right there. That whole album is really good. Go check it out. It's called The Trio of Oz. And it's their cover of Sour Girl. Before that, you heard Off the Beat, a little a cappella for you, from their album Flail. That's a cover of Plush. You can download that for free. Just follow the link in the show notes for this episode of Coverville. Scott Weiland and Paul Oakenfold with a cover there of David Bowie's Fame. That one came out on the 2008 Scott Weiland album, Happy in Galoshes. Pick up the bonus tracks version of that, and you'll get that cover right there of Fame. Really good. Then we start off the set with Velvet Revolver and one of the many covers that Velvet Revolver has done in the few years that they were together, Electric Light Orchestra's Can't Get It Out of My Head. You'll find that on their 2007 album, Libertad. Let me tell you really quickly about another way that you can help Coverville for free. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to spend any money, nothing like that. Here's what I want you to do. Coverville is nominated for the first annual 2012 Stitcher Awards. Now, Stitcher is this great app. Actually, you should check this app out. It works on iPhone, Android, Palm OS, all sorts of different devices, and it does talk radio, live streaming, as well as podcasts, all in one app. And one of the channels, one of the streams that you can get on there is, in fact, Coverville. So you can download this and download Stitcher and then put it on your mobile device and listen to episodes of Coverville as well as episodes of things like Film Sack and This American Life and Nerdist Podcast and stuff like that. Here's what I want you to do, though. Please go and cast a vote for Coverville if you find it to be your favorite of the music podcasts that they talk about in the Stitcher Awards. Go to Stitcher.com, Stitcher.com. Right there on the front page is a banner for the 2012 Stitcher Awards. Click that, sign in with your Facebook account, and vote for all of your favorite podcasts and programs, including Coverville. Film Sack is also on there if you find Film Sack to be one of your favorites. Hey, I'm not going to ask you to lie. I'm not going to ask you to vote for Coverville if it's not your favorite music app. But it would really help out if you please go and vote as much as you can once per day. Or as many days as you want to be able to do that. Anytime between now and, I believe, November 9th. I think voting ends Friday, November 9th, pretty sure. So just a couple weeks of doing this for me. And you know what I'll do? I'll keep producing shows that are going to make you want to vote for me for the 2012 Stitcher Awards. How's that? Is that a deal? Is that fair? All right, let's get back to the music here with the last set of music and a cover from M. Griner and that great 2001 all-cover album that she put together called Girl Versions. Here is her cover of Big Bang Baby.
Crash, crash, crash. Starts to
Vaseline by the Vitamin String Quartet from the 2008 tribute to the Stone Temple Pilots. Had to throw in a little bit of Vitamin String Quartet to kind of balance things out. Otherwise, I felt it was a very heavy show leaning towards covers by Scott Weiland and his bands. Vaseline, and of course, the version on the Vitamin String Quartet, which I have no idea why it's so hard for me to say, but the version on the Vitamin String Quartet album is actually spelled like the... like the petroleum jelly, Vaseline, in case you're searching for it. Of course, the Stone Temple Pilots version, Stone Temple Pirates, version is spelled Vaseline, probably to avoid any sort of copyright infringement, although I'm not sure. Dancing Days, right before that, that was their contribution to the Encomium CD, the tribute to Led Zeppelin that came out in 1995. And we start off the set with M. Greiner, covering the Pilots with a version of Big Bang Baby from her 2001 album, Girl Versions. And with that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week with probably an all-request show. And if you want to get a request on there, be sure to email me, requests at coverville.com. You do something for 7 years, and then you change it up, and... so hard to remember to keep changing it up. That is requests@coverville.com. That's the email address you want to use. You can also call the request line. Now, that hasn't changed. That number is 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. Of course, you can also visit coverville.com and post comments, suggestions, notes, questions, whatever, into the show notes for this or any other episode. Next week, like I said, we'll be back with an all-request show. And who knows? Maybe an Adam Ant cover story? Maybe a Simon and Garfunkel cover story? Let's see. Bryan Adams turns 53. Maybe. Oh, you never know. It'll be the day after Halloween, though, so stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, cachefly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpan Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll find podcasts so good, you'll be tripping on a hole in a paper heart.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!